cool.
That Russian skills, like meaning you're gonna find out your shades or anything.
Yeah, because I don't know what you said.
I guess it's just so you're right. Okay. So Rashba said, your case is exactly like Rashid, right? Because you're being a Kadesh her with just you read Rashid's case as if the man is being a Kadesh the woman with Love, so it doesn't work. In your case is exactly the same. And now the extension of the Love is the exact same thing as Rashid's case. So
that's what he's arguing. That's his argument against Rabbeinu Hanan.
But in the end of the day, he would still think that Rabbeinu Hananel's case works to be mekadesh al asur b'pnei haram akirid, right? Because it's exactly like Rashi's case.
Are you asking, in Rabbeinu Hananel's case, would the Rashba say that if a man was mekadesh a woman that way, would she be mekudeshes?
Yes.
So let's ask the whole class.
Why not?
Why wouldn't she be?
The only reason why I'm asking is because I know that let's say that Ramban, for example, that also brought a very similar point. Wouldn't he think that Rabbeinu Hananel's case wouldn't work?
If a person gave a woman a loan and said to her, be mekudeshes to me with the hanor of having this loan, you think the Ramban would say she's not mekudeshes?
I guess he would.
Why would you think that she's not? What reason would there be?
I just assume because we have this team of, like, say, Rashid and Barif and all constructing the case very similarly, but you're right, there's no reason to dismiss.
It's just that they, Rabbeinu Hananel, would not agree with Rashi, but what Rabbeinu Hananel said, I mean, Rashi doesn't agree that that's pshat in the Gemara, but if somebody tried to be Mekadesh a woman that way, she would be Mekudeshes, well, why not?
Okay.
You still be Mekadesh with the Hanah. What's the difference if it's the Hanah of getting new money or it's the Hanah of extending an old loan? For Rashi, there's Hanah there that's worth a pruta. That's all that matters. It's just that Rabbeinu Hananel would not agree with Rashi. Understand?
Yeah.
Was the heat shut in these?
I have no idea, but it is hot in here.
They're both off. Okay.
They're still acting as radiators, but the fan has been off.
Should I open the windows?
I don't know. It's very warm.
It will help.
Okay, fine.
Is it okay if I just open this a little bit?
Okay. You get some cross ventilation.
It's just because this building is...
No, I understand. Okay, it's good.
Feels like we're learning outside today.
Okay, so let's do... So we were in the Rashba, we didn't finish up. So I think we got through the Rashba's question. Right, let's repeat the question. Who can repeat the question that the Rashba asked? Yes, McKenna?
So he asked, how is Arbakla Zimra any different than Arbava Hamisha?
In what way?
Because in both cases, the man gets a wife. And so, therefore, if when the loan is repaid, if when the loan is repaid, he additionally gets a wife, then why is that only Haramat Rivit? That should just be Rivit Ketsutza.
And why should it be Rivit Ketsutza?
Because he really is gaining something.
You have to say a little bit more. Why does the Rashba... So maybe the... Who says that gaining a wife is like getting money?
Is it considered like he took something?
You're not connecting it. What does that have to do with Arba B'Chamisha?
You're getting because at the beginning...
It's causing so much noise.
Because at the beginning, at the initial time of the loan, he just said, right, I'm loaning you $4, and like presumably he still said in Arbakla Zimna, not Arbaba Chamisha. In Arbakla Zimna, you owe me $4 and you have to pay me back $4.
Right.
But if he's also getting a wife,
yes,
then
maybe getting a wife is not like getting money.
Okay, so then I don't know.
I'll say that you have to say Tziona, yes.
Didn't we say for the case with the Arbaba Chamisha?
Yes.
He lets her keep the fifth coin. So he's not getting the extra coin in service, but what he's doing is he gets the four coins that he loaned her plus a wife. And we said that that addition of getting the wife is the ribbis that he receives.
How do you know that that's what it is? Who told you that?
Because didn't Narashba say that?
When did the Rashba say it? Okay, you
no, it says in the Gemara.
What did the Gemara say?
The Gemara said, Rivas Malita, who?
Ma'al Yasa.
Ma'al Yasa, who?
That's what you have to add in. What did the Gemara say in the case of Arba B'Chamisha? He was trying to be Mekadish her how? By telling her, you don't have to pay me back the fifth Zuz.
And keep that out.
And I want to be Mekadish you with the fifth Zuz. Instead of having to pay me the fifth Zuz, don't. Keep it. And I want to be Mekadish you with that. Isn't that the case? Now, the Rashba reasoned, I think correctly, that in actuality, she never gave him the fifth Zuz. Did she? No. Now, the Gemara had said that in a case like this, of Arba B'Chamisha, there's a violation of real Ribbis. Right? Ribbis Ma'al Yasa. Now, that's what the Gemara said, that there is a real violation of Ribbis here. Now, the question is, where's the violation? Did she actually pay him a fifth Zuz? No. She didn't pay him a 15er. So what did she give him? That the Gemara now is saying that what he got from her would be a violation of Ribbis Katsutsa. What's the answer? He got her. So that means then getting a wife is considered to be like getting really a payment, a ribbis payment. Well, if that's true, then in Arvach Lo Zimna, the same thing is happening. What's happening? He extended the loan. Now, ordinarily, to get a loan extension would have required the lova to do what? To pay for it. She doesn't have to. So, what is he getting in return?
Her.
So why don't we call that Ribbis Mal Yosa too? If an Arba B'Chamisha you're calling that Ribbis Mal Yosa, so that's where, McKenna, that's where you have to start from, the Gemara. The Gemara said in Arba B'Chamisha, when he tries to be Mekadisha with the fifth dinar, he is there would be a violation of Ribbis Katsutsa. That's the starting point. So why is it Ribbis Katsutsa? She never gave him the fifth dinar, but she gave him herself in marriage. Now, if that's called gaining something, then why not say that in Arva Chlozim he's also gaining her, because she's agreeing to marrying him for the extension of the loan. That's the problem. That's the question that he's asking. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody figure out the answer? That's what we're up to. Who understood the Rashba's answer? Nobody got it? Lizzie?
Is he not just saying that since with Arba Chlozimna you're not actually being Mekadesh with the loan, but in the case of the 4 and the 5, you are using the loan itself, so therefore...
What do you mean you're using the loan? No, I'm not. Using the 15. You want to be Mekadesh with the 15, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's the 15 from the loan itself.
I don't know what you mean by 15 from the loan. What you're saying is not, doesn't make sense. What do you mean? The 15er is the 15er. It's what would have been the interest payment. So he's saying to you, don't have to pay me back that interest payment. He's not talking about the 4 dinar, and he's talking about the 5th one.
But that dinar is coming directly from the loan, as opposed to when you
wasn't
like
directly coming from. I don't know what that. What do you mean directly? It's the fifth dinar that he charged her as an interest fee for the loan. That's what we're talking about. That's what he wants to be Mekadesh her with. And that's the case. So what about that?
So then he's using the loan itself.
What do you mean the loan? He's using the fifth dinar. Why do you keep saying the loan is 4 dinar? How is he using the 4 dinar?
He's not using the 4 dinar.
So then why do you keep saying it? Okay, yes.
When it comes to the Bahad Zimna, so the Rashba writes that he never really, you can't acquire the roof of the woman. right? Which would be the ribit ketuta. It only looks like it, therefore it's ha'aramat ribit. When it comes to the 4-5 case, what's going on here is that the woman gave the man 4 dinarim back. He said, no, you could keep the 5th dinar. And in his eyes, he used that dinar to be mekadesh the woman.
Did she ever give him the 5th dinar?
No.
Okay. I don't even know if she... Why do you assume that she gave him the 4 back now?
Well, even it's okay, fine.
So they don't just say it.
Okay. The point is, he said, keep the 5th dinar, and with that dinar, you'll be mekadesh to me.
Yes.
So in his eyes, he used that dinar to be mekadesh. So the Ashbar is saying is that, really, that's like being mekadesh with nothing. Because that dinar is ribit. And you can't use ribit to be... you look confused.
I'm good. I'm not following. How are you explaining this? Why is it ribis malayosa? What's the ribis here?
He thinks he's using the dinar.
What do you mean he thinks he's using? Yes.
Meaning he thinks it's a valid form of acquiring... It's he thinks he could use that dinar to be mekadesh a woman and he can't.
Okay, but the Gemara said it's ribis malyasa. What's the ribis malyasa here?
In the case of the 4x5?
Yeah.
That he gets 4 coins plus a wife.
Plus a wife. So why is that ribis malyasa? In Arvah Lazimna, he's getting back whatever the amount of the loan was, plus a wife. So why in one case is it called ribis malyasa, and the other case we're calling it haramas ribis?
Because in one case it's actual ribis, and in the other case...
Why?
Because
why?
In the case of the 4x5, if he took the 5th dinar, that would be ribis.
If he took it, but he didn't.
Right. But he instead, because instead of the 5th dinar, he gets the wife, so the,
therefore
wife,
what?
The wife is acting as that 5th dinar. But in the case of Arvah Lazimna, it's when he's extending the time, that pruta that she would have to give him to extend the time isn't a case of, is it, wouldn't that dinar itself wouldn't be ribis? When he gets her, he's not, it doesn't look, he's not getting actual ribis because that coin wouldn't be ribis. He was getting what looks like ribis because he's getting the loan plus the wife.
Okay, now what you're saying is correct, but I don't know if everybody followed this.
But the extra coin that she would pay to extend the time is ribis, because then she'd be paying back the loan plus that extra coin. Yeah, that's avak ribis.
No, it's not.
Could you say it again? Try to say it again.
Yeah.
Try to say it even more clearly.
Okay, I'll try. When the woman would have to give back the man the 5th dinar, if she gave that coin back, that would be actual ribis, because that's ribis. But instead of the 5th coin, the man is now getting the woman, but he's getting the woman instead of the coin. So the woman now becomes the ribis that the coin was, because that's what he's getting back from her, as opposed to a case of Arvah Lazimna, where that pruta that she would give to extend the time, that's not a ribis pruta, that's just...
What do you mean it's not a ribis pruta?
Like that pruta that she would give him, the extra dinar, that dinar would not be ribis.
Why wouldn't it?
That's my argument. So it wouldn't be ribis ketsuta.
What do you mean it is connected to the loan?
No, but she would, like, I mean, now maybe this is like take like too much of the other question, but like she would, let's say, give a pruta to have 30 more days to pay off the loan.
Right.
That's not ribis. That's
what is that? If she paid him a pruta for an extension,
yeah,
that's not a violation of ribis.
But I'm suggesting that it is. That it
well,
is avak ribis.
It would at least be avak ribis. At least avak.
Well, it wouldn't be ribis ketuta because it wasn't established from the start.
Okay, so that we're going to see. So, but it's not haramas ribis.
You can't pay someone to extend.
Talking about the malva.
I also.
You go over to the malva who loaned you $100 and say, you know what? If you give me another 10 days, I'll kick in another $10.
Oh, I hear now how that's ribis. Right.
So you're paying back $110. Now, the thing is, it might only be avak ribis because the ten dollar fee was not stipulated at the time that the loan was made. We're going to discuss that. I don't know if anybody got that far yet. We're going to see that Rishonim discuss what if you extend the loan and charge a fee. would that be avag ribbis or would it be ribbis katsutsa? So we're going to see, but it's at least avag ribbis. Okay? But the first, but what you said in the beginning was correct. The first part, Lizzie, of what you said about Arba Chosenna, that's where.
Right.
But what you said about Arba Bechamisha was correct. Can anybody take what she said and just elaborate a little bit more? Yes?
So I think this is what he's trying to say, in that the case of the Arba Chosenna, he's not necessarily charging her, you know, an extra dinar to extend the time, but in theory she would pay that extra pruta, and that's why she might not be equivalent to the pruta, but that she would have paid that, so she's still getting the hana'a of it.
Okay. All right, you're getting it. Yes, you want to add, but both of you said is right, but I just have to just explain it a little bit better. Can you?
I'm thinking about that Vachlat Zimna, because Rashba talks about the Gufama Mash.
About the who?
Of her actual being, of the woman. The Gufama Mash.
Yes.
And why this case is a case of Ha'ara Matvibit. Because it looks like the outsider, that he is acquiring. See, this is the thing, though. He's not acquiring her actual roof. It looks like it is. That's why it's had a matrix. Like, I'm just trying to think of when you do kiddushin, right? When a man does kiddushin, he's not acquiring the goof of the woman. What is he acquiring?
Wait, when he said goof, it didn't mean goof of the laundry.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I
could be wrong.
I thought goof.
No,
goof
I think you're right.
No, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
It means which one? The goof of the woman, right?
Yes,
not the
yes,
goof.
Yes,
the
yes.
Milk.
Okay, but yeah. I don't think it even means physical goof. It's just saying like goofa.
Like herself.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean literally the arm's legs.
You don't. You're not buying property.
Right, but it sounds like what he's saying is that the outsider might be thinking it's as because he's not because the addition that he's getting is not property, like meaning it's not actual repeat.
In what an arba b'chamisha?
No, about that's enough.
What about an arba b'chamisha?
Getting property, he's not getting property either.
I know, so why is it ribbis maliyasa?
What's the difference?
Because the not exactly what Lizzie said.
Okay, so let's did everybody understand what the Rashba talked about a pachos mishava pruta?
Yeah.
Did anybody figure out what pachos, what's going on here? What's the pachos mishava pruta?
I don't think it is it anymore.
Well, we were like saying that we think it's that even if what the person gives as the ribbis is a pachos mishava pruta.
Why is he talking about a pachos mishava pruta?
Because a woman shouldn't be able to be acquired through a pachos mishava pruta.
So what does that have to do with anything? What's the relevance
the
of that?
I don't think it's right.
That even a pachos mishava pruta in a case where, well, let's say I lend Ziona $10, and then I tell Ziona she has to give me back $11, and then Ziona says, like, no, I don't have $11, but here's 50 cents as ribbis, that
yeah.
you might think that because it's a pachos mishava pruta,
50 cents is a pachos mishava.
No, in this situation, a dollar is a pruta, and anything less than a dollar is not.
Okay. Okay, you have to tell me you're
sorry. A dollar is a pruta, and so I tell Ziona to pay me back $11, and then Ziona gives me, instead of $11, says, how about, we kind of like bargain in that sense about how much pruta she has to give me, and she says, I'll give you $10.50, which is less than a pruta. You might say, oh, because it's a pachos mishava pruta, that it's not enough to count that as either ribbis or being able to...
So would it be?
But we treat it like a dinar.
Why?
So that part I don't understand.
You're missing what he's saying. You're not getting this part. Okay, yes.
I thought the Shavet Ruth top part
the
was...
The Pachos Mishavet
Ruth. The Pachos Mishavet Ruth. That is essentially like saying nothing. Meaning, he thinks that he's using this extra dinar to be Mekadesher, but really, he's not being Mekadesher with anything.
He's not being Mekadesher with anything?
It's as if he's being Mekadesher with the Pachos Mishavet Ruth, meaning this Kiddushin is not valid.
His Kiddushin is not valid?
Yeah. Meaning he can't use this dinar to be Mekadesha, that wouldn't work. It's as if he's being Mekadesha or the Pachat Mishav Ruta, which is the equivalent to nothing.
Are you talking about
no,
the Arba Chazim? No, sorry,
not...
or the Arba Bechamisha?
The Arba Bechamisha.
Yeah. That's what I thought also.
What do you mean he's dumping the Kaddish?
Because it's like an illegal coin.
So
like, it's always her coin. And the Bate Din can go into his house and take her coin back and give it back to her. So he's trying to be Mekazesh her with something that belongs to her, which is the equivalent. Okay, you did not like that shot.
Like, I thought it was opposite.
We did not talk
about
it.
Even though,
yeah,
that
it was an illegal coin.
No,
okay,
yeah.
Let's read it inside.
Can I just talk about the dinar thing? What another difference between the Arba Chazina and the Arba Vechamisha? That in the Arba Vechamisha case, like, they're like, in the Arba Vechamisha case, like, there's actually like a coin there that, like,
what coin?
The 15 arm, sorry.
There isn't. What coin? It's not there. How do you know it's there?
So that's why I started with that
question. Okay. Let's read it inside. Who'd like to read this? Rachel, you want to read this?
Sure.
V'yesh lomar.
V'yesh lomar. Kevan digufa mamash lo kanile lo have ribis.
Stop. What does that mean?
And there are those who say that because she herself is not acquired, it is not actual ribis.
Keep reading.
Ela sha'asur mishum ha'aramat ribis. But rather it's forbidden because it is ha'aramat.
Okay, stop right there. He's laying down a yesod. The yesod is that gaining a wife, since he doesn't acquire this woman, therefore the fact that he is now married to this woman, that is not considered as though he just got a new acquisition of something. Therefore, the fact that he's gaining a wife, that is not ribis.
So he just debunked the principle.
He's not getting new property. Usually in an interest payment, you're getting additional property. So whether it's money, whether it's objects. So let's say if I said to you, I'll lend you $100, but you have to pay back $100 plus a toaster. Okay, so then the toaster would be the interest payment.
Okay.
Okay. And that's an object that is being given to me that I would then acquire. Now, in a wife, you're getting married. You're not acquiring an object. There is no acquisition. So therefore, the fact that you're getting married, there is no ribis here because he's not gaining additional property. So right away, he's telling you that getting a wife, getting married, is not ribis.
Why does
the Gemara call it ribis mal yasa? If getting married is not like acquiring property, then there's no ribis here at all. Well, you could say it looks like ribis. That's the most you could say, which is haramas ribis. But ribis, whether it's ksutsa or avak ribis, it's neither. That's his opening principle. Now, let's just see if we can keep going. Aval, keep reading.
Aval, ki kisei arba b'chamisha, ubidzmei hagu, dinar shel ribis, kashakila, havi ribis ma'alya.
Chance, I'll go over that.
But in a case where he sets from the beginning that it's going to be a loan of four in exchange for five,
yeah.
Amongst that money there is a dinar of interest.
So how would you translate ubidzmei?
And in the money.
Okay, a little bit better. It comes from the same word as money, but what word would fit in?
Of the value.
Value. Ubedumei hahu dinar shel ribis koshokil la. What does that mean?
He's taking the value of
her. What's koshokil la?
That he takes money from her.
He's taking her.
Oh.
He's taking her.
Yeah.
The value back.
What's
that?
For the dinar shel ribis, what is he taking instead?
The woman. And
the
not
woman,
the dinar.
But not the dinar. She's not going to be paying him the dinar, but instead she's giving him herself in marriage. Isn't that true? Okay. Now remember, though, but he just said gaining a wife is not property. So we don't know where he's going with this idea. So he's saying that in 4 and 5, he is taking her in marriage in lieu of the fifth dinar. That's what he's saying so far. Okay. And he's claiming that that's ribis ma'alya, meaning that's real ribis. Why? We don't understand it yet. Keep going.
Our previous theory has now been thrown out the window. So have a lay command to shakila, pachot nishava pruta, the dmehahu dinar.
Stop. What does that mean?
And this is like a situation where someone, where the man is trying to take the woman to wife.
You're adding in two words that are not there.
Okay, yeah, I'll start again. And this is like one who takes her to shakila, right? Same as before. Less than a shava pruta for the value of the dinar.
Does that refer? He says the havale kaman is like someone who. Is that referring to her?
There's the no, shakila is not.
The law is because he's giving you an analogous case.
Oh. It was like before.
It's an analogous case, what,
okay, so
to a marriage case or to a
mecher, then.
To a loan with a malvin alofa case.
So someone is taking pachot misheva pruta for the value of a dinar. So he's saying it's not equivalent.
I missed whatever just happened.
Anybody know? Okay, finish. All right, let's see if we can. Anybody? It's as if someone is taking a pachos misheva pruta.
And
basically as an accepted value for the dinar. What is he? Who understands what he's saying? Siona?
Is he saying that the money, the exchange, a woman who like can be bought for, let's say, a shava pruta, whatever it is, the value of that fifth zuz, that amount of money, is being exchanged like for something else? Like instead of using the fifth coin, we're using the woman now. The woman gives herself to
so
marriage.
So what's he got? What is he?
So it sounds like an analogy, kind of like just yeah. It's like just like you can exchange something of maybe a little value or something of great value, and it has the same like strength almost. You can exchange that actual like coin for the woman, and it would have the same like strength. I don't know if I'm being clear, but it's like
the value.
You have the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opposite.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, just like you can exchange, like,
what do you mean by the word exchange is not...
Meaning,
I don't.
Let's say you're making you're exchanging something with someone, and let's say you have a...
Why talk about, tell me the analogous case that he's giving. Tell me the analogous case.
Someone is trading something of...
No, you're not giving me the analogous case.
Someone is taking something that's pachot mishaveh through time.
For what? Taking it for what?
For a dinar.
What's the case? What do you mean I'm taking it for it? What's
going
on?
That's why I was saying exchange, because...
What's the case that you're talking about? Just give me a whole case. What are you talking about? Somebody's buying something? What's happening?
I just thought the case was too...
And I walk into a store and I have a half a pruta, and you hand over $20 million for a half a pruta? Is that the case?
I just thought the case was two people exchanging something. One exchanging something that's really worth nothing... For something that's worth great value.
No, that's not the case that he's giving. You're missing, because you're missing his point. What's the case?
Based on what you said earlier, I'm going to guess that it's a case of a loan.
Yes.
Where there was ribis kitusa set up front, let's say an extra dinar.
Yes.
And when the time comes to pay, the borrower, instead of giving, let's say, that extra dinar, they give something that's pachot misheva pruta.
That's
but
right.
The lender accepts that as sufficient payment of the interest. So even though it's pachot misheva pruta, it's acting essentially as the dinar.
That's right.
And she is the pachot misheva pruta.
So what's...
That is right. Sorry, yes.
That's right.
It's the most offensive thing.
No. What he's saying is the following.
It's Aino Kadesh. It's Aino Meredesh.
What he's saying is the following. When a man gets married, he's not acquiring anything. So therefore, you cannot refer to her as the ribis payment, because there really isn't, because he's not acquiring her goof. Now, however, even though that is true, in an arba b'chamisha, what you said, I'm just repeating what Racheli said, in an arba b'chamisha case, he set up at the very beginning that he wants an interest payment. He loaned her 4 dinarim, but she has to pay back 5. That is the case. That's what he wants back. Now, when it came time, what did he then say to her? you know what? You don't have to pay me back the fifth dinar, but instead keep it, right? And be mekudeshes to me. So he's willing to accept something else in lieu of the fifth dinar. Now, what he's willing to accept instead, the Rashba compares it to what? To a pachos mishava pruta. The reason why he's comparing it to that is because when you get a wife, you're not acquiring anything. So it's as if you're getting a pachos mishava pruta, which is not considered to be money. Because what you're getting in a wife is not, you're not getting, there's no new acquisition. So it's as if you're not really getting new property. So he compares it to like gaining a pachos mishava pruta. So what would be if the malva said, you know what, you don't have to pay me back the full dinar, but just pay me a pachos mishava pruta instead. If the person did that, would there be a violation of ribis katsutso?
Yes.
He says yes.
Oh, he thinks that even with less rash.
Yeah. That's his whole point.
Because it's in
but
lieu
there's
of
no
the
because he set up at the very beginning that he wanted a fifth dinar to be paid back. And then, at the end, he was willing to accept something less than the full dinar.
But it's representative of
but
that.
The fact, but in his mind, he is considering that which he's accepting now, the lesser amount, to him, he's accepting it like the full amount. Therefore, it would be a violation of ribis. So therefore, in our case of Arba B'Chamisha, what is he accepting instead of the fifth dinar?
Her.
In Arvach Lo Zimna, as you had said this, that he did not, there was no, he did not specify that she has to pay back any interest. He never specified an interest payment. Therefore, when he's makadesh her with the hana of the extension of the loan and he's getting her, he's not gaining any real property. And she is not in lieu of anything else because he never stipulated that he wanted an interest payment. Therefore, getting a wife is just haramas ribis. You all see it? Let's,
yeah.
So finish the you didn't finish, you have a few more words to read. The ribis ma'al yahu.
The ribis ma'al yahu, deha ach shevei ilu bedinar.
What is that?
And that's considered ribis ma'al yata because the pachol mishava pruta, or whatever it is that the person is getting, is considered as the dinar.
You got the idea, right? But you're not translating the words 100% correctly.
Okay.
Da ach shevei ihu. What does ihu mean?
He considers it.
Who's the he?
The husband.
The lender.
The lender.
He's considering it, meaning the pachol mishava pruta.
Right.
The dinar.
That's right. Da ach shevei ihu, that he is considering it. It means the pachol mishava pruta, bedinar, as the dinar. You understand? So therefore, in the Arba B'Chamisha case, this is really so, it's very sharp what he's saying. In the Arba B'Chamisha case, that's why it's Ribis Mal Yasa. Okay? Yeah?
So, meaning he's still getting the ribit, it's just not a dinar. It's less than a dinar. It's pachos mishava pruta.
It's equivalent to a pachos mishava pruta. You understand why?
Because it's like nothing.
Because when you get a wife, you're not getting anything. There's no property that you're getting.
So I guess I have a bigger question then, just in terms of kiddushin.
What?
Just in terms of kiddushin.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly is happening? If this is a kinyan, right? So, like, what is the man acquiring then?
Oh, so you're talking in general.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, okay, so.
That was the first round.
That was what we did at the very beginning. So we talked about a Kenyan Easter.
So just by acquiring her, she's now not permitted to anyone else.
Yeah, remember we talked about
this
way back.
The first thing.
Yeah, that's the first thing we talked. It's not a Kenyan of Mammon, it's a Kenyan of Easter. that she is considered Birshu So with respect to that she's forbidden to other men. That is the extent of it, but not, there's no Kinyan Mamon going on whatsoever. Okay. Any questions on this? Okay. Next. You see it now in the words?
Now we see it.
Okay.
We had a whole different theory about Pachot Mishabah.
He's going to laugh at us.
Question.
I'm
not
said
planning on saying it.
It was a thing about oxes, so I think I
would have
done this comment if they don't like
I didn't hear that. What?
Oh, she was feeling bad about how they understood the Rashba, but then I said that I thought Karen was referring to oxes that destroyed your property, and so I went for the dumbest comment.
Oh.
Did you ever figure out what that was? Okay, thank
you. It's in Morning Dawn.
Okay, yes.
I do have a question. In the Rashba, in the last paragraph, just in terms of how to read one of the questions, he says.
Yeah.
He says, do you see in the second paragraph, Hatha v'hatha, v'hatha?
Yeah.
Okay. Till me shed it.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how to read it.
Okay, hacha v'hacha itisa havyalei beribis milvaso.
Okay, got that.
What does that mean? That here and here, the woman is the ribis of his loan.
Okay.
Atu man da arvach simna v'shokel dinar mishari. If somebody extends a loan and takes a dinar for it, would it be permitted? Because right now in his question, he's thinking that gaining a wife is like getting money. So you mean to say if you extend a loan but charge a dinar for it, take a dinar for extending the loan, you think that's permitted? Of course not. So then why should it be allowed to get a wife, to get married? That should also be forbidden because it's a violation of ribas.
Thank you. Understand?
Okay. Next.
So just a quick question on the Rashba, not on his, like, right, not on a semantic point, but when he says that, right, he's not actually acquiring the goof of the woman, but actually, like, he doesn't acquire anything, and that's why it's considered Arama's ribis. He thinks it looks like ribis because he actually is, it looks like he's acquiring something. So,
yeah, but he's really not.
Because
he's getting a wife. Before he was single, now he has a wife.
So more in that, like, there's a change in status, and you might mistake that for ribis.
That's right.
Okay. I was just wondering then how we would read what is arama service, because if he's not actually acquiring anything,
but
why
does
it look...
like
look
it.
Okay.
Well, because in people's eyes, you know, as a result of this loan and the extension of it, he ended up with a wife. So.
Okay.
Yes.
When he says the things is it that this idea...
Was the Ravid
said?
Yes.
Okay, we just didn't do the Ravid on this.
Pardon?
We didn't do the Ravid, though.
Did no,
we?
No,
it was
we
a different Ravid.
No.
Okay. That's all.
So, sorry, people might think that he's actually acquiring something.
Yeah.
Classic people was messing like that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Actually, give her something if you want to get it.
Okay, let's start the. So, what's the next one? The Ritva?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then let's start. No, can someone explain to me this ritva? Nobody?
I just remember what the beginning was talking about now.
Now he begins, can somebody tell me what he's saying in the beginning, the first, I don't know, five, six lines?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I
would say in the beginning, he's basically notes that he agrees with the Rashi.
Which is
Mekadesh bin Oved does not work, but
I know, but why?
Because Oved holds on with Kna, meaning like one of Mekadesh with nothing. But
try to be more specific. What is, notice he starts off, he says, Iker HaPerush, HaMakadesh B'gufa Shel Milva. If he's Makadesh her with, what would it mean, B'gufa Shel Milva?
The coin, the money.
With the essence of the loan, Shel Omer Lagu, he said to her, Haret Makadeshesli B'milva Shat Hayevesli, be Makadeshes to me with the loan that you're obligated to give me. B'milva Shat Hayevesli. That's what a Makadesh B'milva means. So tell it to me now in your own words. What does Makadesh B'milva mean? Yeah?
That the man says to the woman to marry him through the loan.
Say it's sharper. Sorry. What do you mean through the loan? Why is
through the money. It's
don't say use the word through.
Okay. The man says to the woman, with the fact that I am loaning you money.
He's lending her the money now?
No, that I loaned you money, sorry.
So say again.
Sorry. Okay, the man says to the woman, marry me with the fact that I loaned you money.
What do you mean, with the fact that I loaned
with
you
money? Money.
What is he Makadesh
with?
With
the money that I loaned you, sorry, with the money that I loaned you.
Yeah.
The loan of the money is Kesef Kiddush.
The loan, the money of the loan.
Yeah.
So being Makadesh is to me with the money of the loan that I had loaned you.
Yes.
That money that I loaned you, being Makadesh is to me with that money. Now he loaned this to her, it could be 6 months ago, right? Or it could be 2 days ago. So the money that I loaned you, be Makadesh is to me with that money. That's the case of Makadesh B'milva, and that's Eina Makadesh. Isn't that what he's saying? Then he says, V'la'afuke. What's la'afuke mean?
To exclude.
To exclude. Tell me what he's excluding. It's excluding what?
Forgiving
the what? Yeah?
Yeah. Right.
Say it what?
Forgiving the loan or part of it. And saying, Harayat Mekudeshet Li, with the Hana'a of me either canceling the full loan or part of it, that would work. She would be Mekudeshet.
Okay, she says to exclude a case where Shemocha Lo HaMilva, where he is forgiving the loan, either the whole loan or part of the loan. And then he said to her, Bima Kodesh is to me with the Hana, that I have forgiven the loan. So tell it to me again. What he's distinguishing between two types of cases. Tell me the two cases again. Yeah, say it again. What are the two?
So the first case that he speaks about is actually being the Kadesh of woman with the money of the loan. That would not be permitted. What is permitted is being the Kadesh of the woman with the Hana'a of the Mechila of the full loan or part of the loan.
So in the first case where he says, is there any Mechila going on in the first case?
No, there's no Hana'as.
Is that the difference? Or is
that his intention?
Or is it that in the first case, you know what I mean by the first, when he said, HaMakadish B'gufa Shel Milva, right? And he said, B'makadesh is to me with the Milva, in that, is he Mochel the loan?
So,
no.
The way that I read this is because we've never seen this formulation before. Sha'at chayevetli, that you're required to me, or that like
no,
you're indebted to me, right?
You're obligated
in
to
that
me.
Like let's say $10 loan.
Yes.
So the fact that to me that sounds more like an IOU than he's forgiving the loan, right? Like
so in both. That's what you were saying. Are you saying in both cases he's forgiving the loan? Just in one case, he does not mention the hana, but in the second way he does mention the hana.
Oh.
Is that it or? Or is it in the first case, he's not even for? It's not really a forgiveness
right,
of the loan.
He's forgetting about it. Kind
what
of.
Is that forgetting about it? What do you
no,
mean forgetting?
Just,
what?
She's so obligated to it.
It sounds like what he's saying is that when he comes over to her and says, I want to be Makadesh you with the money of the loan, the money that you owe me, that money, I want to be Makadesh you with that money. So, what's the din in that case? Eina Makadeshes. Why Eina Makadeshes?
Because it's hers.
It's not his.
Because it's not his. So that it won't work. So let me ask you a very simple question. Did he ever forgive the loan?
I don't this point
in Hamakadosh Bamilva?
No.
Yeah.
Lizzie actually said something interesting. Is she required when she says yes to pay back the loan? Like, if
no,
he
no,
says
no,
Hamakadosh
like,
Bamilva, does she then need to pay back the 4 zuzim that she...
But what's
no,
the deal?
No, he's not forgiving the loan.
See,
right, he's not forgiving
saying
it.
That take the money that you currently have in your possession, which doesn't make any sense, use that as kesef kiddushin. You can't do it because it's hers.
Yeah. But I think he's saying that there is no forgiveness of the loan when he says that to her. He is simply saying to her, the money that I gave you as a loan, that money, I want to be makadish you with that money.
And she's allowed to keep that money? Like, I'm confused as to what the status would be in Hamakadosh
Bamilva.
Well, if it would have worked, that means that money now
is hers always, or whatever.
Well, it doesn't work because the money is already hers.
No, no, yeah, yeah. But I'm wondering if, right, with the Matana Almanat Lahachzir, she's, even if she says yes to the Kiddushin, she's required to give back the object in whatever stipulated time.
Say this again, what?
So, right, remember when we did the sugya of Kiddushin with Matan Almanat Lahachzir?
Yeah. Why are you bringing that up?
Because that's kind of what I'm reminded of. And it's the next, it's like also the next sentence in the Gemara, but like that.
The fact that it's the next sentence in the Gemara, therefore it's relevant?
It's, yeah, I think so. Because it seems like she's being given this money and he's saying, be Mikudashat to me through the loan.
Yeah.
That I'm lending to you. So if she says yes, even if it's not allowed, even if it's us,
she
would still be required. She
could say yes. It won't work because it's already her money.
But would she then be required to pay back the loan? Like in a normal Milva case, you have to pay back the loan at the end of the loan payments or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But if you're being Mekadesh through that, if a man is trying to be Mekadesh a woman through that loan, will she then have to pay back the loan?
Well, does it work or not? Does the Kedushin work or not? Well, if it doesn't work, then he didn't.
It's a non-question.
Then she still owes him the money. He didn't just say, I forgive the loan, period. He made it, be Mekudeshes to me with that. Well, if the Kedushin won't work.
Forever.
Yeah, but the Kedushin doesn't work, so then nothing. It sounds like that he is seeing the case of Mekadesh Bamilva in that he's not it's not considered that he's forgiving the loan. It's not, he's saying, well, I want to be Mekadesh you with the money of the loan. I gave you money of a loan, and I want to now be Mekadesh you with that money. So, it's not like, it's not a forgiveness of the loan. What is it? It's like he's trying to redirect the money. Instead of the money being a loan, I'm trying to redirect it. I want it now to be Kesef Kedusha. Problem is you can't do that because it's not your money anymore once you gave it to her as a loan, 6 months ago. So you can't now come after the fact and say redirect that money to become Kesef Kedushin. But that's not, he doesn't feel that is considered Mechilas Hachov. What does a Mechila mean? Mechila means you owe me something and I'm forgiving it. And there's a different, you forgive a debt, right? Forgiving a debt is a different, is something else happening, right? It's not like, when you forgive a debt, you're not redirecting the money. There is a debt, and I'm willing to forgive it. So if you're talking about, what if he's trying to be Makadisher by forgiving the debt?
It's easier to argue that there's Hana.
So then, he brings in the Hana, that if he is forgiving the debt, then he'll be Makadisher with what?
The forgiveness.
With the Hana of the forgiveness. Okay. So what would be if he... Okay, so let's... Okay. Now why did he have to say it? So Did we see anyone else who said that when you're trying to be Makadesh with the loan, you're also forgiving the loan?
The answer is yes, otherwise you wouldn't be asking us this question.
Not
wrong. Wait. We have to stop. So for tomorrow...
Yeah, that Makadesh Milva is forgiven.
That in Makadesh... See, he seems to be distinguishing between the Makadesh Milva, which he does not see that as forgiving the loan. He's saying Makadesh Milva sounds like he wants to be Makadesh with the money of the loan, as opposed to forgiving the loan and then being Makadesh with what?
Would that be
Tosafot?
Would that be Tosafot?
Would that be what?
Tosafot, maybe. I thought that.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Because he said, whether you tell a woman be Makadesh to me with the Hana'ah of the Mefilah or the Mefilah of the Melveh, right? He said both of those are like Makadesh or Melveh because both have Hana'ah.
Okay. But so what I'm asking though, in Makadesh B'milva, which is Eina Mekudeshes, is there a Mechilas HaMilva?
Well, it sounds like he compared it to Mechilat HaMilva.
All right, look over that Tosfos
Rit.
Yeah,
it must be.
Okay, well, so for tomorrow, so what was next after we have the Ritva to do?
The Meiri.
I'm just thinking if I want you to do something before that. Okay, I'm gonna email you tonight that I want you to do something before the Meiri. Meiri's very long. I don't know if anybody looked at it.
Yes.
Yet.
Well, we're still in Ritva world.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my card down because anyone else wants
to. Yeah. I'll just have you take the Bava Metzia, if that's okay. Bye, Zahava, and the rest of Y'Yitzhak who's listening. Have a great day.
So who's again going? Lulu.